The Glass is Half Full, a short story by Sean Kerwick. It was near noon. Rain was falling in sheets over the dark roofs of Limerick. It was a typical quiet Sunday morning. A few walkers passed by, bent sideways, coats clutched around their necks in order to try and avoid the cold sting of the rain. I stood in the doorway of a shop, waiting for the opening time at the Luck Inn. A few drinks and a steak sandwich before the soccer game on television began, that was all I could think of. An hour or two earlier, I rolled out of bed thinking I now had two beds to make, my head throbbing after a few pints from the night before. A quick search in the fridge for breakfast resulted in the discovery that I had forgotten to visit the supermarket the evening before. Well, at least it was my day off. I'll survive until the Luck Inn opens, I consoled myself. With hands deep in my pockets of my baggy style jeans, I shivered slightly in the late morning wind. God, I wish it'd open up. The faces of my two young daughters sprang to mind. Gosh, they're growing up fast. I thought the oldest is 8 years old now. I'd taken them to an indoor playground the afternoon before. Saturday was my precious few hours to have access to the little girls since my marriage broke down. It was always difficult leaving them back to their mother and to the home in which I'd once been so happy. But I had to be strong and get on with my life. A fellow passed by, trying hard to prevent his umbrella from blowing inside out. "Bad morning," he muttered. I nodded my head in answer. Looking up my watch, I thought silently, another 10 minutes at least before they open. Grania and I had split up a year or so ago. There was nobody else involved. We just found it impossible to live together. For the children's sake, I might have stuck it out, despite the never-ending complaints and daily hurtful criticism levelled at me by Grania. But being a silver spooner, she always got her own way at home. Before we married, Grania insisted that I leave the family home. I could have refused, of course, but for the sake of the little girls, I decided not to have them witnessing a tip-top screaming match, so I reluctantly left home, broken-hearted and lonely. Just then the pub door opened, thank God. Fastening the top of my leather jacket and holding my Sunday Times over my head, I sprinted a few yards to the Luck Inn. "Hello, Tony. Were you waiting long?" the barman inquired. "Too feckin' long," I answered, with a hint of a smile. "But that's good. It's good to be out of the rain." 2 pints of lager under the belt and a very welcome steak sandwich inside me, and things didn't seem quite so bad after all. "What time is kickoff?" inquired the fellow standing next to me at the bar. 3:15, I replied, "and it looks like Spurs turn to win today. They have a full squad out." The few pints I drunk, which topped up the skinful I drunk the night previously, helped to overcome my natural shyness, and I chatted about the merits of Tottenham side with my fellow customer. Eventually the game began on the television. Most of those in the bar were soccer fans, or at least sports fans. Soccer today, rugby tomorrow, Gaelic the day after, that was life in the main domain. My team lost by a single goal. The rain was still falling, and the thought of going back to an empty, cold apartment with both beds needing to be made and the fridge empty was not exactly an attractive proposition. "John, another pint," I called to the barman. The bar was almost empty, as most of the customers had left for home, and I began to feel miserable again. Passing out through the lounge, as I made my way to the gents, I noticed two girls sitting at the table, sipping a long-necked bottle of beer each. Suddenly, one of them inquired of me, "Did Spurs win today?" "No," I replied, "beaten by one kick of the ball. But sure, that's life." Passing back on my place at the counter, I plucked up the courage and said, Would you mind if I joined you both? It's a bit lonely on my own at the bar. Both girls replied at the same time, of course not. You can tell us about the game. We chatted about the game and weather, our work, etc., and introduced ourselves. I began to feel happier than I had been for a long time. Andrea was the shyer of the two, and I rather liked her quiet manner. She seemed to be interested in what I was saying. When her friend left briefly to visit the ladies' room, I summoned up the courage to ask, would you like to meet me for a meal or something during the week? She hesitated, probably for a few seconds, but it felt like an hour. Sure, why not, she said. We quickly nominated the lock-in for the following Wednesday, just before her girlfriend arrived back at the table. The rain had stopped outside. I said goodbye to my female friends and I headed back to the apartment. I could stop off at the supermarket for something to put in the fridge and I'd have those beds made in a few minutes. Life is not that bad after all. I had a date midweek with a very nice girl and a precious few hours with my two wonderful daughters for the following Saturday. Life was picking up for me. As the optimist once said, the glass is half full, you know, not half empty. This is Barry Mack.